Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman. And today I am doing a different kind of show than I normally do. I am doing a tribute to a dear friend, Paris Delaine, who died unexpectedly on Friday, February 28th, 2020. He was a man who many heard his voice but may not have known who he was. He was an exceptional human being and lived his life every day helping other people understand that love is what our answer is, that peace is what we need to be, and that inclusion is the only thing that is going to heal our planet. I want to just begin to let you hear his voice right off the bat so that you can understand the depth of his writing ability, his heart, and his soul. Once you heard him sing, you were never the same again.
Can you see me too? Bring together forever. We may have our ups and downs, but together we can. After the rain falls down, after the storm comes down, there is a rainbow somewhere to be found. And with a patch of blue colored by me and you, a patch of blue, just me and you. I'll give you justice.
Justice.
You give me redemption.
You give me redemption.
I'll give you life. You give me your affection. There's so much grace outside. Won't you please bring it inside? I'll give you a place, I'll give you some direction. All I know is after the rain falls down, after the storm comes down, there is a rainbow somewhere to be found. And with a patch of blue colored by me and you, a patch of blue woven colored by me and you. I see you. frown and woe with a patch of blue colored by me. A patch of
that's the voice of Paris Delane. The presence of Paris Delane on stage was so overwhelming that he literally was a sound healer. And the experience of listening to his music and being in his presence was something that one would never forget. Paris grew up in Chicago, and his entire life was dedicated to music. His mother, Lillian, was a very accomplished gospel singer and was truly the influence for her son's love and drive to be a musician and to help to change the world with the power of his voice. At 8 years old, she put a guitar in his hand, and by 9 years old, he was already writing music. And in the entirety of his life, he had written over 6,000 songs. Paris discovered that through music, he could help to make a difference in the world. But the amazing thing, I recall a story he shared with me, that as a young boy, the great Louis Armstrong and many amazing singers would come to their home and to encourage Lillian to become an entertainer. And she said, "No, I'm just singing for the Lord." But these incredible people influenced Paris as a young boy. And eventually he learned how to play the piano, the bass guitar, the acoustic guitar, drums, flutes, and saxophone, to say nothing of his abilities of being a songwriter, a creative genius, and a producer. But the amazing thing was that he always wanted to make sure that everyone understood that the real message was love. The real message was love. Growing up on the streets of Chicago, he had a very challenging life. He was often antagonized, people wanting to get him to fight. And as he said, he never would fight because he didn't believe in using his hands in that way, with the exception of protecting someone who was in danger. And he literally told me the story of seeing a woman that was about to be attacked in the Chicago subways. And without thinking, he went after the men that were about to attack her and saved her life. This was something that he did without thinking, without blinking, knowing that he was really a protector of women. And as a female myself and as a friend, I believe and I know that to be true. Later, he started a group when he was in high school and absolutely loved performing for people. And one snowy day, he grabbed his guitar after listening to Spirit. He was a man who listened to the voice of God and responded to the voice of God. He headed to the subways of Chicago and started to sing. And I remember him sharing that he would sing with his deep baritone voice, "People get ready, there's a train a-coming." And needless to say, everyone was inspired by that. He later invited his friends, Sam Hogan and Michael Scott, to join him to form a trio. And not long after that, the group Rough, Smooth, and Silk was born. And they became a huge sensation in the Chicago area. But it was an amazing thing that one day, and from the efforts of that group, they were befriended by Michael Jordan, by Oprah Winfrey, and the living legend Aretha Franklin. But one day, the trio was heard by a local musician, Dan Pritzker, who was so impressed that he invited them to join a group that he was starting called Sonia Dada. And before long, Sonia Dotter was traveling the United States, Europe, and Australia, and went on to win triple platinum, double platinum, platinum and gold records for their song Lover, Lover, You Don't Treat Me No Good No More. But they were known all over the world for their incredible work. He also did voiceover work, so you could hear him on radio and television in as the voice of the Chili's Baby Back Ribs. He was the one who sang baby back ribs. I can't do him justice. I remember one of the first conversations I had with Paris on the phone. I had to stop and say, excuse me, am I speaking to God? His voice was so amazing. But what I want to share about Paris is that aside from being an extraordinary and amazingly gifted musician, he was equally devoted to healing and to bringing love. And his brother, the late Michael Clark Duncan, exemplified the abilities of Paris in the movie The Green Mile. And Paris and Michael were half-brothers. And the abilities of John Coffey, the character in the Green Mile, was what Paris was capable of. He was dedicated to helping every human being. He would walk around the streets of Chicago and other places where he traveled to stop and speak to the homeless and encourage them that they were important, that their lives meant something, and to learn to believe in themselves. He would just, a cappella would start singing with them. When I had the great opportunity to meet him through my sweet friend Trey Cruz, who was being mentored for a couple of years, many years, by Paris Delane, it was a day that changed my life, and from that I'm forever grateful. The sudden loss of Paris unexpectedly after a short illness has changed the world, but his legend and his legacy will live on, because one of the things that is the most amazing thing about Paris is he always strove to help others. For those of you who are not aware, this show is recorded in Michigan, and 3.5 years ago, Paris came to Michigan to help to raise money for the Flint water crisis, the terrible tragedy of people willingly allowing water to be poisoned and allowing human beings to be affected by that poisoned water. And he knew that it wasn't right, and he was going to do whatever he could to help to change that. There is stories of him going to Mexico and playing concerts and giving the entirety of the proceeds that he made to help to have children desperately in need of cardiac surgery. He would pay for it. He was a gentle giant. He was a man that all of us should strive to emulate, the dedication to goodness, the dedication to peace, the dedication to inclusion, to look beyond what we think is our outer facade and to see to the human that we really are. And so Paris's voice led to the soundtrack of the movie Nothing to Lose, with starring Martin Lawrence and Tim Robbins, and was a soundtrack for the movie Waterproof, starring Burt Reynolds and April Grace, Orlando Jones, and Janet Dubois, and which was written by Barry Behrman. And Paris toured with the legendary Carlos Santana, Steve Winwood, and Traffic, Tower of Power, the Allman Brothers. He played and was asked to accompany Frank Sinatra one day. Can you imagine Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, coming to your home as a child and being the influence for the work that you did? He later played with Bob Dylan, James Brown, Bruce Hornsby, Funky Meters, Peter Gabriel, Bonnie Raitt, Mavis Staples, and the great Ricky Danko of the band, and the late great Muddy Waters, to really mention only a few. But the thing that was so amazing about Paris is he gave ceaselessly. And I have a sneaking suspicion that he knew that there was something wrong. And he worked around the clock, literally around the clock in his studio, creating magic for other people's, for CARES of Farmington Hills, for the Butterfly House Foundation for, and for many, many, many others to encourage them. I introduced my sweet friend Kimmy Horn, the great niece of the legendary Lena Horn, and they sang together and created music together. So in tribute to Paris, there will be the beginning of the Paris Delane Music Foundation. And I'd like to invite you to stay tuned to that. You could go to my website, elainegroman.com, to learn about it. But please go to the Paris Delane, www.parisdelanemusicgroup.com, to learn about him, to watch his videos. Although Paris is gone, his spirit lives with us. So we're going to play another piece of his beautiful music, and it's called All I Want Is Peace.
Yes, you see, all I want is love, all I want is peace, all it's gonna take is you and me to be. And would you take my hand and take me across the land to help my fellow man when they're in need, when they're in need. You see, all I want, whoa, all I want is peace. All I want is peace. Oh, all I want is peace. Well, can we take the time? Would you be a friend of mine? When you come with love, you can't help but win, my friend. Well, peace journey, take me there to all the lands and seas. Children cry, oh yes, they've died for peace. Won't somebody help me? I said, all I want, oh, all I want is peace. All I want is peace. All I want is peace. Come on, let's walk for peace. Come on, let's talk for peace. Come on, let's run for peace. Come on, let's pray for peace. Come on, let's be for peace so we can live in peace. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey, 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 say, got something that I want to share with you. Way down deep, you know it's true. Talking about love and you're talking about light. Talking about the peace that will make it right. As we speak the night, we turn the day. I can see the lighthouse shining my way. So peace you, so peace me. Just keep believing and you will see. How will the stars will truly shine when you and I see eye to eye. Come on, hey, hey. Oh, said I'm talking about peace. I said, my, Lord, said I'm talking about peace. Talking about that peace. I'm talking about peace. So, being the beacon of light, all about peace, love. To be able to close your eyes and see the beauty in another brother. So I said to you one more time, you see, all I want, whoa, all I want is peace. You see, all I want, I said, all I want, I said, yeah, 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 all I want is peace.
This song, when I at the time only had one verse to the song. And you still with me, everybody? I only had one verse to the song, and I looked at them. I looked at 400,000 people out of the Lake Fire, and I said, told my man, I said, I want to play beautiful. And they said, but Paris, you only have one verse. I said, that's all right, I'm going to make the words up.
Standing at the root of the learning tree. I see.
Stay.
Take me to church, mama. Take me to church, mama.
was the beautiful song, The Learning Tree, that Paris Delane wrote at his mother's deathbed. His dear Lillian, who he dedicated so much of his life to and he adored absolutely. Paris, you will be missed. I thank you for the millions of lives that you have touched, that you spoke about love, you wrote about love, you lived love and peace and togetherness. And I know for one, as one human being, my life will never be the same because of you. Rest in peace, my friend.